Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The NFL right now is bananas. If I were to tell you at the start of the year that the two best teams in the NFL are the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos with a side of the Rams, the only one of those that was believable was the Rams. I did really like the Rams going into the season. I said if Matthew Stafford's healthy, that was my Super Bowl pick. But the idea that the Denver Broncos are 10-2, and more importantly, the New England Patriots are 11-2, and Drake May right now is probably the MVP of the league. What a bizarro world, and that we could be staring at the Chiefs, the Lions not making the postseason. I wouldn't believe you. And then that you go through everything that San Francisco has been through, and yet San Francisco is 9-4. Like, there are just, this is the most chaotic and just what the hell NFL season that I can remember. Because we said that about college football. We're like, oh my God, this is the most chaotic like playoff, and it could be anyone's game. I raise you college football, and I raise you the NFL. I mean, I honestly don't know if there really is an elite team. Like, I thought the Rams were elite, and I still believe they were. They just lost to the Carolina Panthers, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but you lose. I mean, in the NFL, you lose games.
Yeah.
Like, it just happens. I don't necessarily take anyone less. Like, there's nothing about that Rams game that concerns me. You had a Stafford pick six and an interception in the red zone, and it was still a close game.
Sure.
And you're not going to have the Stafford pick six and a pick in the red zone very often.
Well,
it was just
a strip
sack
too at the end of the game.
Right. It was just an outlier game. Those games happen because football, especially in the NFL, is a game of inches, and it comes down to like winning in the margins. I am surprised that the Broncos are this good, given that Bo Nix has looked this uneven.
Yeah,
he is the Washington Huskies of the NFL, the Washington Huskies offense of the NFL, in the sense that his highs are high, his lows are lows, or the Damon Williams Jr., if you want to.
Yeah.
And you could put a highlight package together where he throws some of the best balls you'll see. You can also put together his low lights and go, this dude is garbage. He's been all over the map. And the fact that they've been able to weather that storm and they look the way they do is great. I don't think they can string together three or four wins against fellow good competition. I just don't see that for them. I think the Rams could, but I think it is a lot like the college football playoff in the sense that there are several teams that if you squint, yeah, if we get in, we can win three or four games in a row. We're not a wild underdog to any of these teams. At the same time, there's nobody going, well, we're going to run through this thing. It's easy.
No, it's
everyone's
like,
in this, like,
yeah.
It's almost like if you tier, you know, that they do tiers of contenders. It's almost like tier one is completely empty, and there are six or seven teams in tier 2.5. It's just there's no dominant teams right now.
No, because again, I bring up the 11-2 Patriots. Is anyone really scared of the Patriots?
I think people should be.
I'm not.
I don't either.
No,
there is nothing about the Patriots that scares me.
I mean, just
nothing. Now, give them credit. The win against the Bills, that 23-20 win, that was a monster win. It absolutely
go
was.
Go for their wins.
This is what I say all the time. I scream this in the heavens every year. I say this about the Seahawks as well, right? If you get in the postseason and Drake May is playing this way, can you go on a run? Certainly. Absolutely you can. We've seen, I mean, the Arizona Cardinals, for God's sakes, came one play away from winning a Super Bowl, right? And that those weren't great teams. The Giants won two Super Bowls, not great teams. But when I look at New England and I say, what do, like, Drake May doesn't have a 300-yard passing game all year. And like, his best weapon is Stephon Diggs and a running back that fumbles a lot. Like, there are really good things to like about New England. But when I look at their wins, Dolphins, Panthers, now the Bills. That's the outlier, right?
That's the one outlier.
That's the one outlier. And that was 23-20, and the Bills have been kind of a weird. There's another one this year that I don't know what to make of the Bills.
Oh, I almost threw them into the worryometer.
You probably should.
Yeah.
You know, they want to run all this big, heavy 12, 13 personnel, but when they can't run the ball, it goes to hell.
Right.
It's bizarre. And Josh Allen is back to turning the ball over. He's right. Josh Allen from 2 years ago. But I'll give him that. You get the Bills, right? But then the Saints, the Titans, the Browns, the Falcons, a Buccaneers team that's falling apart, the Jets, the Bengals, and the Giants.
And the yeah.
There isn't a good win in there.
No.
And so when they finish it off with the Bills, Ravens, Jets, Dolphins. So we'll give them the Bills, we'll give them the Ravens, we'll see what's happened in those two games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
They'll lose both of them.
We'll see. I think New England...
They'll lose both of them.
New England is a good team. But I think this smells to me more like the Commanders of last year. Now, to be fair, the Commanders made it to the NFC title game. Weird things can happen. Mm-hmm. But this is the Commanders. You have a good quarterback, who, by the way, I think if you're saying from a quarterback standpoint, what Drake May is doing is way more sustainable than what Jaden Daniels did.
Yes.
Drake May is more young Joe Burrow, whereas Daniels last year was a phenomenal talent, but was kind of playing by the skin of his teeth and was just kind of getting by on being an athletic freak and just living in the margins. Drake May is just playing great ball.
I had Drake May in my draft profiles a whole tier ahead of Jaden Daniels.
Yes. I did. And despite Daniels' great year last year, this year it's incomplete because obviously the injury, Drake May is showing you that there is unbelievable football left to be played, and he's doing it without a lot around him. Like I said, there isn't another player on that team that particularly scares you on really either side of the ball. They don't have a defensive game record. They don't have an offensive game record. They're just solid. They don't beat themselves. They're well coached, and they beat bad teams.
They beat the Giants, the Panthers, the Jets, the Browns, the Bengals, sans Joe Burrow, and the Saints. They don't have any mark. I don't know that they're... that's not fair. They're better than the Cardinals.
Yes.
But they're not a really good team. I don't think they're a top three team in the AFC.
I just
think they have the easiest schedule. And by the way, I think the Niners benefit from this too.
Yeah, and the Sixers,
look at the Niners situation.
The Seahawks have lost almost every game against a quality team that they've played.
Right.
Right? And now some of those games are all close. Rams, Buccaneers, and Niners. But those are the only three teams that Seattle has played that are any good, and they have three losses.
Right.
Like, in order for me to consider you to be what I think is a scary team, you have to be able to beat the other teams. This is like what we do in college football. No offense, but I don't care what Oregon does against Sister Mary of the Poor. You can beat up the dip S's in the Big Ten. What happens when you play Indiana? What happens when you play Ohio State? Those are the games that I judge you on. And in the NFL, you can win a lot of games. See last year, the Minnesota Vikings. You can beat mediocre teams and win double digits. It doesn't mean that you're a Super Bowl team. So I think there is a ceiling on what New England is going to be able to do. But it also says that if this thing is constructed right as it goes on, look out. because New England's got the two things that you need to be good long term. You have an elite coach and you have a quarterback that looks like this is not a flash in the pan. It looks like a quarterback that is about ready to elevate himself to an elite status. And once you have that,
I would even raise you that the style of play that they play, and this kind of goes along with Vrabel and just having a good coach, the style they play lends itself to winning in the AFC playoffs, where you get a lot of Denver, you know, obviously New England, you get a lot of bad weather. Even Baltimore late in the season is bad weather. What they do works.
Yeah.
They a rugged physical style where they mix in play action, they throw the football, and that's how they win. They're well set up to be very good in the AFC for a long time.
And I'm telling you, this was my original point. There is not a single team in the AFC that I think you're scared of. I don't think New England scares you. I certainly don't think Buffalo right now, with some of their struggles and up and down, scare you, and some of the defensive deficiencies they have and injuries. No one in the AFC North scares you at all. Baltimore can't figure it out. Pittsburgh's a mess. You want to talk about the league of mediocrity? I give you the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are sitting there at 8-4, and you're gonna like hear from like that. Oh, 8-4, and we've got our quarterback. I'm telling you, if you've watched Jacksonville play, Trevor Lawrence is just a higher rated version of Sam Darnold and Geno Smith. Dude, that guy is. He is the definition of average. He just has a higher draft profile than those other guys.
He plays between the 20th and 22nd best quarterback all the time.
Yes.
That's who he is.
But they're 8-4, and then you have the Colts, who are kind of falling apart. In fact, the most dangerous team in that division might be the Houston Texans, because they have one thing that I think any of those other teams can't say. They are elite at one thing.
Yeah.
New England's not elite at one thing. Certainly not Baltimore. Certainly not Jacksonville. The Colts, we thought, although that's come back down to earth, the Texans are elite on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes.
And if their offense pulls their head out of their ass and you play with that defense, that's the sort of team that can get hot at the end of the year, be a wild card team, and all of a sudden look out. And then the other one that I think is legitimate is Denver. If good Bo Nick shows up for large stretches in the postseason, the best team in the AFC is the Denver Broncos.
Does anyone have a better three-game stretch than the Jags beating back-to-back-to-back weeks, the Texans, the Niners, and the Chiefs? That looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back and look at the Patriots, and I know the Chiefs aren't great, and when they played the Texans weren't very good.
Yeah.
But if you go back and look at the Patriots and who they beat, there's not even a one game that makes you excited. Remember, this is a Patriots team that lost to the Raiders and the Steelers.
Yep.
They do not have a marquee win. The Jags have three wins back-to-back-to-back. They're better than any single Patriots win.
Yeah, it's the damnedest thing.
But they're not good. No. I've watched them. They're not good.
No, Trevor Lawrence at least three times a game will try to do something to sabotage a game. It's weird. This is just such a strange AFC.
Beware the Broncos, too. I believe they have trailed every game this season.
Yes.
Like, they've only lost two.
Well, there's a whole montage.
Earlier in the year.
There's a montage of, like, seven straight wins of the Buccaneers, or the Broncos basically winning on the last play of the game.
Yeah, it might fall off the rails.
It's just, I have no idea where to go in the AFC. None. None whatsoever.
And if you take the Rams out of it in the NFC, I don't know if you feel great about two other teams in the
Philly.
NFC.
Well, we talked about this. Like, we're up against it when we come back. I want to ask you, is there a reason why we believe in Kansas City other than they're Kansas City?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.